My first guest on this episode of The Casey Ferguson Show, unless of course you count Bingo the Dog, is multi-platinum selling recording artist Lee Aaron.
I have to pee. Do you know how difficult it is to urinate with an erection this size?
This is the third and final part of our interview, and I feel I should mention that this was recorded a few months back before Lemmy's passing. So I don't want to hear any bullshit about Lee being disrespectful of the dead. Both Lee and I love Motorhead. She told a funny story about Lemmy trying to pick her up many years ago in this interview, and I decided to leave it in because I thought it was funny and you might want to hear it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, so fucking be it. But I'm the one who decided to leave it in, so if you have any fucking complaints, direct them my way. My complaint department's out back.
You want to throw down, bad boy, huh? You think you can take this?
Guess what?
I shit a pint of blood this morning.
Why?
With that said, here's the final part of my interview with Lee Aaron on The Casey Ferguson Show.
Whiskey or wine?
Wine.
Beer or liquor?
I'd have to say neither.
Not a fan.
I don't even do liquor. What?
Not a fan, eh?
Not anymore. If I had to choose, beer.
All right, Beatles or Stones?
Not a fair question.
I know.
That's my
answer. I ask the tough questions here on the Casey Ferguson Show.
Not a fair question.
All right, fine, fair enough. Okay, try this one on. De Niro or Pacino?
De Niro.
All right, something that turns you on, something that turns you off.
Oh, boy. Something that turns me on would be fantastic old blues music.
Excellent.
Something that turns me off would be mums on the playground texting on their cell phones and not paying attention to their kids.
Whee! Ow! I bit my tongue! I almost died!
Celebrity crush.
You're going to laugh when I tell you my celebrity crush because...
Casey Ferguson.
Because he's dead. My celebrity crush would probably be like Jimmy Stewart or Cary Grant. I'm an old school girl.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I'd laugh. I never would have guessed that. Last book you really enjoyed?
That's a good question. Because I'm like an ADD reader, so I kind of usually have about 7 books on the go all at one time. Well, right now I'm reading Galactic Hot Dogs with my son.
The hell is a Galactic Hot Dog?
Galactic Hot Dogs, it's pretty awesome. I've totally become a graphic novel fan because of my 9-year-old. But the last book, I'll just tell you one of my favorite books is a book called Traveling Mercies by Anne Lamott.
Time for word association.
Motley Crue.
Swell guys.
Swell guys.
They were. They're still nice. I did a show a couple years ago with Vince, actually.
What about Jerry Mercer?
A gentleman of gentlemen. He's a sweetheart. Really. Sweetheart of a guy.
Alice Cooper.
What I love about Alice is that now that he's not a crazy drug addict alcoholic, his music is like secretly spiritual. This is what I love about Alice. It's the power of his music is that, you know, he can be singing a song about the perils of hell and, you know, people are thinking, Alice, he's so badass, you know, and he's like, but secretly he's trying to convert you. And I love that. I love that. That makes him even more badass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're making me like think here now. I'm going like, wow, now like a song like Novocaine or something. I'm going, well, yeah, maybe. I think you're right.
Absolutely. Trust me. I know this. My hubby's interviewed him. He's a journalist as well. So.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. So.
Well, there we go. There's hope for me yet. How about Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi. Wow. What can I even say about them? Again, you know, crazy times. But Bon Jovi, I had the smallest stage space ever as an opening act. That's what I can tell you. By the end of that tour in Europe, I was got like 2 feet by 2 feet square.
And no monitors.
And no monitors. Yeah. But I don't think it was the band. I think it was their crew being protective. But regardless, it wasn't a great experience in the end there for me. But
the guys in the band were all pretty nice fellas?
Oh, yeah, they were. They were. You know, everybody's nice to me for the most part. Except Lemmy.
What happened with Lemmy?
Well, I only met him once or twice, And the first time I met him, I was, seriously, again, I'm in England, I'm like 22 years old, and I don't know how old he was, but I think he's about 20 years older than I am. So I just, you know, I spent the evening, we met at this nightclub, and I was there with some record company people, and I'm like, okay, Lemmy, this is really cool. Like, Lemmy, the god from Motorhead. Mostly, I talked to him about music. We spent a little bit of time talking, and then at the end of the night, I'm like getting ready to pack up and go with my friends, and he comes up and he puts his arm around me, and he goes, "Oh, it's okay, love. Are you coming home with me?" And I'm like, am I what? Are you coming home with me? And I'm like, somehow you misread my message, sir, because this is, that is, you know, there isn't enough beer in the world, that's all I can say.
That was a great likeness, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Sean Kelly.
Oh, my soul brother. I love that man. Yeah, him and I just hit it off musically and personally. He's just, he's got that same, the 14-year-old heart, just like me. That's what we have in common. We like to go out there and put on our sneakers and jump around and rock out. We like the same music and yeah, so it's a really good pairing, the two of us.
I'm sure you've probably crossed paths with Sebastian Bach.
Not recently, but yeah, in the past I have. I got into an elevator with Sebastian Bach when he was, before he became Sebastian, he was kind of like a goth guy in Toronto. Do you remember this?
When he was with Kid Wicked, or?
Yeah. And he had his whole goth look going on. Great voice, though. Great voice. And he seems to be doing well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking the time, Lee. I appreciate you being on the show. And let's do this again once your new album comes out.
Absolutely. I would love to, Casey.
Awesome.
So I guess we'll see you when we're in Kingston.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby! Yeah!